This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 388, for Thursday, April 1st, 2021. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
Happy April Fool's.
Oh, crap.
So, you know how much I love working on my car. I'm a closet mechanic.
Okay. Yes.
And, you know, we had a light that came on in the car. Yeah. Over the weekend. And so I went out yesterday.
When I'm driving it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I went out, you know, I'm taking care of the issue. And I look and I see that there's two bumps on the battery. So I had one of them tested and it came back positive. I just hope it's not terminal.
First one's kind of controversial. Since
controversial.
Since we debated about even talking about it, the Twisby Draco.
Yes. Limited edition.
Limited edition. The problem is I'm not sure that by the time the video is released, there'll be any left. So, and I'm sorry.
We're getting a very small quantity. Less than half that are being made are being shipped to North America. And everybody was allocated a very, very tiny amount. Beautiful pen, red marble, piston filler, of course, ink window. Kind of reminds me of the Makarta in that shape.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, really liked it, so I'm grabbing one.
So all the people out there who didn't get one can blame you?
Yes. Okay. Extra fine, fine, medium, and broad only. There are no stubs.
That's different.
It is different. Yeah, some of the models, you know, some of the ALs didn't have the stub, but
okay.
It's a nice looking pen. If it's still available, and you're interested, you should grab it because it's cool. It's not going to last. This is fantastic. Brand new Edison Collier Nighthawk, and this is a beautiful, stunning blue marble with a little bit of gray in there.
And this replaced the pearlized Juniper?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay, which was a stand-in for...
Was a stand-in for the Rock Candy when we couldn't get the Rock Candy, but now we can get the Rock Candy. So now we have an extra.
Who's on first?
What's on second?
Yes.
Nighthawk. Beautiful pen, rhodium
totally
trim.
I disrupted you.
This is my favorite one so far.
This is really, really pretty. You know, I don't know how Brian Gray and his team pick which colors come into the production line and which one he keeps for his exclusive non-production pens. Mm-hmm. But yeah, really, really pretty. There have been very few that just didn't completely.
Yeah, there's a couple I'm not a huge fan of, but this one is.
This is absolutely beautiful.
Off the charts. Yeah. I really, really like it. And I think it's going to be, I hope it's going to be a mainstay for quite a while. We've had the antique marble, which has been around forever since we started.
And persimmon.
And the persimmon swirl. The two most popular selling colliers. But this one is great. This fits in very nicely. A nice blue in there.
Yes, absolutely gorgeous.
And of course, you can get that with pretty much any nib you want. Extra fine, fine, medium, broad, 1.1, 1.5 in steel. And there are some 18-karat nib options as well, so extra fine, fine, medium, broad. There's all those obliques and all that stuff. Super, super pen. Of course, it doesn't post. They're not designed to post. Collier Nighthawk, so that's
absolutely
super
gorgeous.
Cool in stock.
The Schaefer 100 in the Three Friends of Winter Plum. This has kind of a funny story, too. It's like funny story day. These were around... A long time ago.
They've been discontinued for years.
And when we first opened our store in 2013, I think we could get them, 2013, mm-hmm, 2014.
Mm-hmm, yep.
They were discontinued after that. But occasionally, they would find
some. They would resurface.
Yeah. I don't know. I think some came from overseas.
Yeah, they had different warehouses.
Yes.
That they were finding them from.
So at one point, they were consolidating some of that. And I think when... Definitely when Cross bought Schaefer, yep. They were trying to find mm-hmm. All the different warehouses and found more. And this just popped up again. Dave, our store manager, this is one of his favorite lines of
pens. Yeah, he's got a couple of them. He has, he's got the pine and he's got the bamboo, and I think he's got another one in a rollerball. I actually don't know if he has the plum, so.
Well, you should tempt him.
He may actually be buying one of these that's in our hands, but.
The plum is really pretty. It's a glossy black Schaefer 100 body, and then it has plum blossoms in a silk screen.
Yeah, it's a screen maquillé, essentially, yep. And for Schaefer, that's pretty cool.
Yes.
I think.
Yes. Schaefer 100, I like the size. It's a good size in the hand. I do like how well it posts. For me, that's a real deal breaker.
Yeah, this is a great nib.
So when I'm writing enthusiastically, it doesn't fall off.
Careful there, Spunky. Really, really good steel nib. Same nib that's on the Schaefer 300. Same nib that's on the Schaefer Prelude. Really nice steel nib, fine and medium. I think these are mediums, but we also have fine nibs at the shop too, so we can outfit it with the fine. But a really just a cute.
It's like a little black dress with a little bit of pop.
It's cute. It's nice. A lot of the Schaefer and a lot of the Cross, for that matter, are all fairly fairly conservative. Is maybe a
very conservative.
They're very conservative. Black with gold, black with chrome, stainless steel with gold. To have a little bit of a pattern on there is just really,
really
cute.
Cool.
So, anyway, these Friends of Winter, Plum, and in the fountain pen, and we just managed to score a couple of those, so those are available again.
The Lamy Ion in dark green. Really, really pretty
nice
color.
Green.
Now, Schaefer and Cross do conservative really well. Lamy does color like nobody's business. This is just... I guess green is just the color of the year right now.
For a lot of people, it
seems.
You know, Cross is into the green, yep. And Schaefer's into the green, but it's a nice dark green.
The Lamy Ion in dark green is just gorgeous. It's a really nice finish. You know, the Ion is a little bit bigger, a little chunkier, and
it's got a nice weight to it, heavy.
They've done a couple other colors. And they come in briefly and then they're gone. So I assume that the same thing will happen with the dark green. So if you're tempted, buy it before it goes away.
Yeah, well, this will be the color for the year, the special edition. So it'll be around for a little while.
Yes.
Like they usually are. It's not a coming in today and it's going to be gone.
No,
by the end of the
week.
No,
it's not a batch of 100. But sometimes things are discontinued, and especially with supply chain drama these days. So, if you're interested, grab it.
Fountain pen, extra fine, fine medium, rollerball, and ballpoint.
Colorverse Nebula Premium Notebooks. These are beautiful.
They're nice.
This is the tea gray. These come in lined and blank, and they come in several... Stop touching things. They come in several colors. We were really impressed with the color palette. Really pretty. You just sit there.
I can't tell you if I was impressed that I haven't been able to see it. It's a nice color.
Yeah, you can have that.
Well, thank you. I thought you were done talking about it.
With the blank notebooks, the really cool thing is these come with two double-sided journaling guides. And these, you can see that.
I can see that.
These are really cool.
It's a nice heavy
cardstock.
Heavier cardstock,
yep.
Yeah.
And so you've got, you could do ink swabs, you could do writing samples. These are really cool.
This is like a line and dot. What's up with that?
Well, that way you can do whatever you want.
Put it under here. Oh, yeah, and you can see it. It's okay. So
that's
I get it.
Point.
Well, I know. I'm just, it seems like this paper seems, when you look at it, it seems like you wouldn't be able to see through it.
It's a nice, thick paper. We've played around with it.
You can see.
Yeah.
So I wasn't expecting it to see it that easily, but... Because it's such a nice white,
yes,
a solid
bright white.
White.
So when we played around with it, we used a Waterman Karen, my Visconti Van Gogh, Sharpie highlighter, and the beautiful thing is that really the only thing that shows is the Sharpie. Which is excellent. So beautiful colors, lined in blank, what's not to like?
Oh,
those are cool. You can do
for a little ink swab.
Swabs.
Two different ink swab.
Yep.
So there's a little short box. Well, square. Short square. I don't know. Small square. That's what I mean. And then a little bit longer rectangle. So that's kind of interesting.
Yes.
It's a good idea, really a good idea.
Yes, so, absolutely.
These
are sewn, and they do open flat, which I like. Okay. I like a lot.
They have anything else? They've got an elastic band on them.
Elastic closure, and is there a pocket in the back? There is a memento pocket in the back. So,
great.
All kinds of cool.
So, Colorverse Nebula. And you know what was Tuesday this past week?
What?
It was National Pencil Day.
Oh.
Did you know that?
I did not.
National Pencil Day.
Palomino Blackwing.
I love these boxes. These new boxes are great, aren't they?
Yes.
I don't even remember what they came in before, but these boxes are great. I just love them. They're convenient. They're handy. You can put it on your desk. You can serve as a...
pencil holder.
Pencil holder.
You know, pencil people are an interesting breed, just like fountain pen people. I don't understand completely, you know, we have a couple pencil collectors at the store, and, you know, people get very picky about the lead or the eraser or whatever, and these are cool.
These are very popular.
Yes, absolutely. The lead is very dark. And the erasers are just really cool.
Yeah, so we got the pearl here, and we've got the natural with it. That's a newer.
Yes.
That's nice. That's a really, really very pleasing.
Good looking.
Well, let me see that. That's kind of nice.
You know what I like?
This one's got the gray eraser.
You can replace the erasers. They just come out. You can buy them separately, and they're huge.
Yeah, these are nice.
You can flip
them around. If I was into pencils, I would be into that right there. Yes. I have a couple black wings.
I do too. Somebody gave
Me that some. I got as a gift, and they're in my, they're the limited editions, and they're sitting in my drawer, so I need to sharpen them up.
Where'd we get those?
We got them at a pen show.
Oh.
Jenny gave them to us.
Oh, that's right. So. That's right.
Anyway.
I have an Arushi
National Pencil
pencil.
Day. Black wings.
I use my Arushi pencil almost every day.
Oh, do you?
I do.
Good. You sharpened it?
I did. I only sharpened it after we got the three in Japan.
Okay, so we had backup, so that was, it's okay. It's okay to chew Arushi up.
Yes.
If you've got more than one.
Yes.
Those are expensive pencils, weren't they?
Well, I sharpened the one that was the gift, so I still have the three from you. All right.
Well, so you're not using the ones I gave you?
Oh my God!
I went through. We should tell the story. Because it's been 2 years now, and it's National Pencil Day, so we might as well tell the story.
Go ahead and tell the story.
So, when we're in Japan 2 years ago, we're talking about, you know, we're staying in Tokyo, we're staying in the Ginza, and we're talking about, oh, I want to go here, I want to go to the Seiko Museum, I want to go to Maruyan, you know, any other, you know, want to go to Itoya. And Lisa said, wow, I'd really, really love if we could find some Arushi pencils.
A friend had given me one, and I did not sharpen it because it
That's
was really cool.
Yeah, it's too beautiful
it's
to sharpen.
An Arushi coated pencil.
And so, in my spare time, I'm like secretly trying, where can I get an Arushi pencil? I found a place. It's the Ginza Pencil Museum. But in true Tokyo Ginza fashion, it's impossible to find. You have to go down an alley and then make a left turn into a one-person wide alley.
Yeah.
And then there it is. There's this little, cute little sign that says Ginza Pencil Museum.
And it's...
tiny.
The public part of it is literally the size of a closet. The two of us...
We could barely fit in.
The two of us.
Yes.
And it's a good thing we knew each other because it was cozy. And we did manage to acquire a couple, but... most of the rest of that space was other things.
Used for other things, yeah.
So there
Office was, I mean, it wasn't
whatever.
Really much of a, I mean, literally, if we outstretched our hands,
that was
the extent of it, and it didn't go very far.
Right. We did see a Retro 51
pencil there. We saw a cute
there.
Retro 51 there.
That was
so
funny.
But
did we take a picture
we
for
did,
George,
yes.
I think? Yeah.
So anyway, that was the story. So we did find it, but we had to ask, and they're like, oh yeah, go down the alley, and then like...
Actually, a really nice person left their shop.
Yes, yeah, it was like a...
aromatherapy kind of place. Walked out the shop, left the shop with the doors open, and just walked us to the corner and pointed us in the right direction. Really sweet.
Yeah, she didn't speak any English. Not much,
but
anyway.
But The Yinzi Pencil Museum. So,
anyway, that's our...
National Pencil Day.
The National Pencil Day.
That was a fun memory.
So the Vintage Virtual Pen Show. So we've decided we're going to have one.
Okay.
All the pens that I normally do every other Friday, I'm just saving them up.
Okay.
We're hoping to have quite a big stash. I'm doing like 10, 15 pens a day. So if all works out well, we're in good shape. So the official date for the Vintage Virtual Pen Show is going to be Friday, April 30th.
Okay.
So let's back up a little bit. On the 29th, Thursday the 29th, we are going to be doing a video preview of all of the pens that we're going to have for sale.
You agreed to that?
Yes, I did, actually. Justin's going to hold me accountable for this because I don't know how well this is going to go, but we're going to do a very brief, and we're talking less than like 10 seconds per pen, and we're going to show every pen that's going to be in the pen show on Friday. We're going to show it a video on Thursday.
This is going to be a lot of work for Justin to cut it down because you're going to be like, okay, we're just going to show this tray and then you're going to pick everyone up and talk about it.
Well, I have to pick everyone up. I'm going to pick everyone up, but I'm not going to get into this pen was made on Friday, April 17th, 1932 by John Smith in the smoothing department at Esterbrook or something like that. We're not going to do that. Not much anyway. So anyway, video preview, Thursday, April 29th. We're going to release it.
Okay.
We will have timestamps in there. We're going to try to organize it so it's by brand. So if you're not interested in Esterbrook, you can skip past that and move
to Parker
or whatever.
Right.
So preview the 29th.
Okay.
And there's going to be an in-store event. So oftentimes local folks kind of get screwed on the deal.
Get pissed off.
But you know, they come in later in the day.
Yes.
Even if it's noon, and usually 50 to 75% of the pens are sold by noon. So
yes.
This time around, for local folks or anybody who wants to travel to Appleton, in-store event is going to be Thursday, April 29th.
Okay.
We're going to have extended store hours. We're going to start at noon.
Okay.
So it's going to run from noon until 7 p.m.
Okay. And not before noon because Dave and Amanda will be shipping and it'll be a little chaotic.
Yeah, it's going to be chaotic in the store. I'll have to set up, but you know, we do shipping in the morning. We'll get that kind of all squared away by noonish.
Okay.
And then I'll lay out all the pens and hopefully we have enough room. So,
okay.
So local folks, in-store event Thursday, April 29th.
Noon to 7.
To 7 p.m. So we're open late. Normally we're open till 5:30. We'll be open late till 7.
Who's staying till 7?
By the way, I'd like to see you come into the office that day.
Then I get to go to the store?
Yes. Yeah, you get to go to the store 2 days in a row. In-store event, so our local folks can come in.
Right.
And the nice thing about that, too, is oftentimes on Vintage Fridays, you literally sometimes only have a few seconds to look at something.
Right.
If you're coming in on that Thursday, you have all the time in the world to look, browse, take, you know, if you want to test them, we'll dip them. So you really, really can take your time.
Okay.
You can fight with the other people. That's your only time constraint. But
okay.
So that's going on.
And then when does this go up on the website?
Friday, April 30th, 9 a.m.-ish.
Central.
We do.
9 a.m. Central.
Yeah, this is all central time.
Okay. Are you going to release all of them at once?
Yes. We're going to release...
Fly and be free.
Yes. All the pens, less the ones that we sold on Thursday.
Okay.
To the local folks, are going to go online. I am shooting right now for somewhere between 200, 300 pens. What?
You know what that means.
Yeah,
it means more space in the basement.
You have no idea. So
excited.
Right now what we have... We have a quite a good selection so far.
Okay.
And maybe some of our best yet. Platinums, Pilots, and Sailor Vintage was really, really fantastic pens. I have right now at least 30 Esterbrook J's dollar pens. We're going to have desk sets. Lots of desk sets.
Oh, my God. That makes me so happy.
Lots of really cool Esterbrook desk sets.
Okay.
Colored. I'm looking at Parker 51 desk set. I've got a couple of several Schaefer desk sets. We've got some platinum desk pens with desk bases. I mean, so we got a lot of really cool stuff.
Okay.
I'm looking at Documatics, 51s, 45s, 61s, Schaefer snorkels, all sorts of stuff. So
great.
It's going to be cool. Preview the 29th, in-store okay. event the 29th, online on the 30th.
And then once they go up, they just stay up until they're sold.
They'll stay up until they're sold. And just as a general reminder, once they go up, you know, they're pretty, they go pretty quick. Now, if we have 300 pens, that could be a different story, but, general reminder, you know, if you, anything else you were thinking about buying, put it in the cart. If you have an account with us, sign into your account right away, because literally some of these are, they go in the first 60 seconds, some of them. You know, it's crazy.
It's fun to watch.
anyway, I'm excited about that. I've been working hard every day. I'm actually repairing pens at the store instead of at home because, you know, when I get home, I'm tired. So I've been doing 15, 20, 30 pens a day in different batches at the store. So we'll see what we come up with. It'll be fun.
Awesome.
So I'm looking forward to it. It's not actually getting us. You got to start somewhere.
It's not.
Well, no. we have a lot
of
pens.
I thought this was kind of part of my spring cleaning.
Well, it is, but I wanted to have one in May, and you said, well, let's do it in April. So I had to put this together in 4 weeks, 5 weeks.
Well, you could do another in May.
No. No. That was a lot of work, man.
All right. So, how about 4th of July?
We'll talk. We'll see. It might just go back to every 2 weeks. I just thought it'd be fun to have.
Yeah.
Just a big, you know, none of us have been to a pen show really in a year. So.
And what is the significance of this weekend?
Well, it also happens to be the normal weekend that the Chicago Pen Show usually would be held. It's always the first weekend in May, and this would be, of course, the 30th and, you know, the 1st. And it would be the weekend we got married, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
That
was a long time ago.
It was at least 3 years ago. So, anyway, there it is.
All right.
So, anything else?
You know, we have been enjoying the gorgeous weather, and we have been riding our bikes.
Yes.
In fact, I've got to take mine in for a tune-up. Eric has been kind of leading the charge.
He is.
And I went cycling with him yesterday, and...
He kicked your butt, didn't he?
Yeah. 5 3/4 miles.
Yes, he did.
Kicked my butt. So. But no, it's been nice to have spring on the way, and that's it.
Yeah. So hope you're enjoying your spring, and no April Fools today.
I forgot it was April.
Do you remember one year?
Oh God, yes.
For April Fools, and actually, it's still up on the blog. So if you do a search for how many years ago? 7 8 years ago, 8 years ago I think, because before we had the store, we pulled an April Fools joke,
and we posted a blog post or a social media post and announced that we had purchased
Kenrow
Industries, which is the distributor of Aurora, who I love Aurora pens. And at the time, they were Omas.
Yeah, Schaefer at the time.
And so we posted this social media post that we had purchased Kenrow Industry. And because of our love for Omas and Aurora, we fake quoted the owner of Kenrow, who said, you know, couldn't have gone to a better couple, and we think you're going to carry on, you know, blah, 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 and it's going to be great. It was the gift that kept giving, because people actually believed
for
it.
Years.
And
years.
We had one sales rep who called introducing himself to the new owners.
He was worried he was going to get fired.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's suddenly new ownership. You never know where that's going to go. We had other people contacting us for years after that. Oh, hey, I heard you bought. Like, yeah, no, it was an April Fool's joke. And then what was it? You also had a good April Fool's joke with Todd one year. About an Esterbrook.
Oh, yeah. So I did. I should get that pen out. I posted on FPN that I found the rare Esterbrook teacher set. And the set had two black jays. One's just a regular black jay, and the other one's a black jay with red jewels, and that was for grading. So, and I had, at the time, I had a gentleman who was working with me to make jewels for the Esterbrook, and he made these for me, and I put them on a pen, and so I had this rare set, and everybody was like, oh, it couldn't happen, you know, what a find, it's so rare, and I paid way more for it than I should. And
Lisa's mad at me, and we have a good friend who's also an Esterbrook collector who chimed in.
Yeah, good, yeah, congratulations.
Kind of a verification, yeah, and yeah. I heard about this, but didn't have one, or I lost one or something. Yeah, so we've had a couple good April Fools.
So, happy April Fools. So,
there you go.
Anyway, I think that's it.
That is it.
Thanks for joining us. Tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Follow our blog for news, ink reviews, and definitely events in the store.
You can check us out on social media as Anderson Pens. Website, AndersonPens.com. Like this video and subscribe to the channel.
Cool.
We'll see you next time.